T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Happy Thursday. A few minutes past 3 p.m. Sue, come on over here. I'm going to play the same game with you I played with the boys.
Uh-oh.
You have to come over here in the light.
All right, hang on.
It's the boys' game. That's what we call it.
I want you to look at my feet and tell me what occupation you think I do.
Lifeguard.
Okay.
Yeah, there
okay.
You go. Okay. Good one.
Mine was carny. Tony said I was the guy that stands at the top of a water slide and tells you you can only go down one at a time.
Totally.
Yesterday I did the tanning for the first time in the box, the tan box. Mm-hmm. And as I explained yesterday, I'd never done it before, and I leaned over to look into the blower, and it shot me in the face. And so I have the darkest forehead, feet, and butt of anyone in the county. Everything else is kind of sketchy.
They are pretty dark, the feet.
They're pretty dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never done that. I can't tell whether your stories have made me want to try it or not.
It's a challenge.
It is.
It's a challenge.
You know.
Yeah. It's an experience for sure. Now it hits my weird OCD. Because no one's watching you. I want to go in and just go like, this wiggle just to see what, like a tie-dyed shirt. Just see what happens. Or just follow it the whole time with just my head.
Because it
moves around. Just like follow the whole thing and then come out.
Super dark head.
Just like an insanely dark head. And then just say to the girls like, see you next time. Or just one arm.
Do you wear, this is probably a dumb question, but do you wear eye stuff in there? I mean, if it squirts you in the eye, they can't be good.
I don't. They've never said to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they assume you're not dumb enough to look into the thing like I did.
Excuse me, Miss Robot, what were you saying?
I bet the tan comes out of you.
I wonder what comes out of that little sprayer right there. I better look in there and make sure it's not clogged up.
Well, remember in the old tanning beds?
Spray begins in 3, 2. Hold on, I'm looking to make sure it's gonna work. One.
Let me get the one eye.
Yeah, the one eye.
At the old tanning beds, they used to give you those little eye protector things.
Yep.
Or remember the stickers?
Oh yeah.
Right. You could have a little
Playboy.
Little Playboy or a duck or whatever. Oh yeah.
I thought she said, put your mouth on the sprayer. So that's what I was trying to do.
My dad once, because I was an early tanner, and my dad once saw my little Playboy sticker and just like, he couldn't even speak. World War II, hard hat, lunch pail, Jack Glover, and here's his 18-year-old son with a little Playboy bunny. Outlined by his fake tan. Couldn't have been prouder.
It was a semi-real tan. You were in a bed.
This boy's headed for greatness. One day he'll have the darkest fake tan feet in the whole city.
I hate to brag.
And he was right.
But I can see it happening.
That's completely gone, right? That fad.
What's that?
Tanning a...
I don't think so.
No, it's still
is it still around?
I think so, yeah.
A little heart or something? Oh, for sure. Oof.
You said that with a lot of confidence.
You
kind of
did, Andrew. That made me wonder.
Well, no. I mean, you know, I've never tanned.
And you said the heart thing with great confidence.
Because I've seen it before.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a man about town.
Why are you talking like a 1920s gangster? I've seen him before. Yeah. I know they do the heart.
It's the fruit snacks, I think.
I know the deal. I know the shot.
You get a heart.
You get a heart on you,
see?
Maybe the sun. Or your initials.
Sun makes the heart stand out.
Get a little frog, see?
Some people like to put a star on there.
I had a friend named Dave put a Playboy bunny. Dad thought he was gay. Oh, man. So the fact that I'm not on any social media means that I'm very behind on a lot of things, and sometimes I'm super glad to be. I heard Andrew and Carl talking about this story, and then I just happened to see it on my show prep stuff. Let me see if I got this right. Tony's wearing a Second Amendment radio shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You, if anyone, should know about this.
Cool shirt.
Mm-hmm.
There's evidently a subgroup of gun owners who proudly take pictures of themselves pointing loaded guns at their genitals.
Yes. Yes, this is correct.
Yes. And one of them recently shot himself through the scrotum.
What a surprise.
And very proudly posted all the pictures and from the hospital. And there's a group called Gun People Who Hate Gun People. Now, first of all, I love that.
I do too.
That defines me more than anything I've ever heard. Not just gun people. I hate everyone. Like, anything I'm into, motorcycles, Jeeps, guns, you name it. Mm-hmm. There's a group that I hate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of those type of people.
Uh-huh. And they're the people who take a gun and point it at their junk. Only it's something like that with Jeeps or something like that with motorcycles. That is so perfect. I'm a member of the people into things that hate the other people that are into things I'm into.
Yeah.
But how about that?
If you're not self-hating of whatever interests you're really into, you're crazy. Like you're messing up. You gotta have that contempt for your own hobby. Because there's the crazy zealots that get involved in it. I mean, this isn't really related to the gun shooting story, but
I really thought this can't be real. It has to be Russian bots.
There's video.
Yeah, so I looked it up, and yeah, it's a thing. And supposedly, it's a certain sect of gun people who just want to show that they are the quote unquote elite.
Well, so elite. They get mad when people tell them
what
hey,
to do with
know,
their guns.
Right. Exactly. They're like, hey, you shouldn't, you know, like people were making fun of the McCluskeys because it really appeared like at certain points they were like pointing the guns at each other as they were waving it and stuff like that. And it's like, hey, you got to have trigger discipline. Don't point guns around unless you're, you know, deliberately attempting to fire it. So this group is essentially just a bunch of little trolls who are like, don't tell me what to do with my gun. Watch this. I'll load this gun right
Here's
now and I'll point it at my own crotch.
Here's how stupid they are. Because in the couple of years that I've had the opportunity to host Second Amendment Radio and talk a lot about these issues, the number one, far and away, most thing that we have talked about is training and safety and the proper way to carry your gun, store your gun, make sure make sure you and everybody else is safe, and pointing a loaded gun at your own genitals breaks every rule that every gun person that I have ever talked to breaks the number one rule of every gun person that I've ever talked to. So they are not the elite. They are not the most educated and the best at handling their firearms. They're idiots. And the worst representation of that group.
I'm not sure the positive they thought would come out of that.
They're show-offs. It's a show-off.
Yeah, they're showing off. They're
I'm not a big open carry person. I get it. I'm not saying it shouldn't be if you know there are places that open carry is legal. I'm not saying it shouldn't be illegal in those places. I just don't like the people who walk in to Applebee's. I'll get all kinds of calls on this one. Oh, I'll get all kinds of hate on this one. The people that walk into Applebee's with their ARs strapped to their back and then act like when people look at them, they go, "What? What? What?" Just because I got two rifles crossed in an X and a backpack on my back and everybody can see them and there's five of us all walking in here like that. What? What are you looking at?
The thing to
you don't like America? You don't like my rights?
The thing to remember about
I just don't
guys.
Like that attitude. I don't think it should be illegal. Right. I just don't know why you want to do that.
Yeah. Fair. Agreed.
I don't know what message. I don't know what point you're proving.
Yeah.
The thing to remember about the gun testicles guys is that they're trying to upset you. They're trying to annoy you. They're trying to make you go, "Oh my God, this guy is so stupid pointing it." And to this guy's credit, he does seem to have taken it with a certain element of stride. He does seem to have kind of been like, "Well, I don't know what I thought was going to happen. You know, eventually you point enough loaded guns at your crotch, you're going to shoot yourself in the crotch." And so to his credit, he's not like, "How could this have happened to me?" He's like, "Well, you know, you live by the sword, you die by the sword, so to speak."
I love that you have a to his credit to the guy
yes!
that shot his own nuts.
I'm just saying, I'm glad that he wasn't whinier about it. I'm glad that he wasn't like, "Oh my God, how could this have ever happened
he didn't,
to me?"
Although he didn't say he made a mistake.
No, he stands by what he did. He's like, "I'm going to keep doing it." I mean, he posted the video and pictures to the forum, which do you want to read what the name of the forum was called? What the name of the Facebook
page? I don't know what it was.
Page? Oh, I don't. It was Loaded Guns Pointed at the proper name.
Yes.
For a men's genitalia. I don't know if I don't want
to. No, proper is that's a matter of opinion.
That's the name of this group and they're trying to upset you. They're trying to make you go, "Wow, these people are so stupid," because their point is, it doesn't really make a lot of sense, but their point is, "Don't tell me what I can and can't do with my gun." When in reality,
they got the last laugh.
They don't understand is that it's not that people are telling them what they can and can't do. They're just very strongly suggesting you don't do that. Right?
I personally don't care if you aim a gun at your genitals all day long.
Nope.
I don't care at
all.
Have
at it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
right. But if someone asked you for your advice, you would probably suggest
depending
they not
on the
do
person.
And if you're doing it to send some kind of message that is supposedly about freedoms and the Second Amendment, stop, because you're not doing us any favors. You're not doing people who
I feel
stand
that way
up
about
the, Second Amendment
the people who go to Chili's. That I think you're doing more harm than good.
The open carry.
Yeah.
Oh, they specifically call out Republicans. They call out Republicans as the people that they get annoyed are telling them, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
"Hey, NRA, don't tell me to have good trigger discipline. I'll do what I want with my gun. I'll point it at my crotch all day." And that's where I think their messaging kind of falls apart.
Big time.
No one's trying to control what
up
you can
up until there,
and can't
they're
do
a pretty solid group.
No one's trying to control what you can and can't do with it. They're just saying maybe it's not a great idea. And if your argument is that it is a good idea, well, I think, you know, the proof's kind of
in the
pudding.
And don't you agree, it's not always to the level of pointing a loaded gun at your junk, but every group, every sports team, every religion, every hobby has a small group of nut pointers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You
the
have
equivalent
a group. Yes, you have a small group that just makes the rest of the group look like douchebags.
And they're the ones that get the attention.
Yeah.
And get the headlines and make the news.
I remember when I bought my Harley back in like 2004, and I went all in. I bought the best Harley you can get and then stripped everything off and replaced it, which is one of the greatest scams of all time. And I got like the leather jackets and all the and went out on a ride with a bunch of Harley guys and got to a biker bar and realized, oh, these are a bunch of orthodontists.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, what am I doing?
Right.
Like, I just became that guy. I think there's nothing cooler than riding motorcycles, and nothing cooler than really being a biker, because you can tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But there are few things less cool than just throwing down your platinum card and becoming something in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. It's like new money applied to motorcycles.
Like, I was looking for bikes this weekend and bicycles, and now I'm going to get a bunch of hate. Do what you want. But if you just go in and spend $3,000 on a bike and another $800 on your outfit and your shoes and your helmet, you're not Lance Armstrong. You're just a guy that had $5,000. Uh-oh, you disagree?
No, you're right. Although I'm just sighing because, of course, eventually you will get all of that stuff just because it's better. Says Sue to only herself, apparently. But I actually have some lighter bike shorts just because that way your butt doesn't kill you as much at the end.
Wow, hit a nerve. I didn't even know you were a biker.
Yeah, I really like to
what
do that.
What team do you ride for?
None. Myself. But in the summer, when
I buy one, can I join your group?
Of course. We'll be the only two in it. Maybe Rachel.
And let me say, as I criticize people like that, that's me. That is so me. I've done that so many times. Like, I want to be this person. What's it cost?
Right.
I want to look right. I want to have the right stuff.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
And then you realize.
And you're like, what am I doing?
Yeah, that's not how it works.
I'm still just a bag. I also can't imagine who was online and saw this group of people who point loaded guns at their crotch and said, I'm in.
I love it.
I found my group.
This is what I've been waiting for.
And goes, these guys.
This is who I want to
like
be identified with.
It's like the squeal the tires at the red light guy. Yeah. Like, who really sits there and goes, oh, that guy's awesome.
It's my crew.
I almost had a Karen moment last night, or whatever you call it when it's a man. But I was in a parking garage, and a guy came through. It's always a four-door Dodge Challenger. Always.
Every time. Every damn night.
It's a parking garage. And he's like, rawr! And go to the end, and then all the way down the other side, and I literally tried to get in front of him, and I was going to stop him and pull one of those 1970s dad's things, like,
what are you doing?
Hey, there are kids live here, you know, but he got away, but yeah, I was, it just,
that
like, you're in a parking,
what's wrong with you? Oh, I hate that so much.
Yeah, we've crapped on a lot of people. Let's take a break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, babe. I said, welcome back, babe. Welcome back, babe.
Welcome back, babe.
Welcome back, babe.
Welcome back, sweetie.
3:30 DGS. I don't want to out my coworker, but a colleague of mine shared that she had lost a toenail today. And we were talking about it in the room. I lost a toenail. Sue, you lost a toenail, right?
I did.
And Andrew, of course, had two tapas. He'll tell the story, but somehow he ended up with 2 toenails in the same toe.
Yeah, it was cracked and damaged. I dropped something heavy on it or something. And then, the heel, it started to heal kind of, over itself, almost. It was tricky. And it started to hurt after a while, so I started having to work on it. And
That was my summer of love. I was probably 10. And I'll never forget it. We used to share the Alton Telegraph with our next door neighbors, which I thought
Very nice.
I thought everyone did. I mean, I didn't realize that people got the paper delivered to just them. And we were taking the paper over to, and I said to my dad, let's race. And it was dark. And I hit an uneven patch on the driveway and just, you know, bam. So went into the doctor. And this is also at the very peak of my OCD. And so I was just, I looked like I was doing a Jewish polka. I'm just like shaking my head and licking nurses and, you know, I'm just like, it's a mess. So he asked me about that and I lied and I'm like, oh, it's because my hair and I'm shaking my bangs. So he put me on tranquilizers.
Oh.
I found out later because my girlfriend worked for my then doctor and I'm sure she wasn't supposed to, but she showed me my medical records and she was like, oh my God, when you're 10, they put you on whatever.
Right.
And so that whole summer, I walked around in Roman centurion sandals, the kind that laced up to like your knee, because the doctor said, make sure he has open toe. So somehow they found an apostle outlet store. And I'm whacked out on Xanax or something. And I remember just that whole summer just being fuzzy. Just.
How'd you get the sandals on, Dave? You were in a fog.
I couldn't do anything. That my friends just stopped asking me to play sports. They're just like, you just have a seat over there.
That is terrible. Yeah. And how long, you know, before you were able to, when did they pull you off of those things?
I don't remember. They were a while, though.
Okay, I have a sandal question. Serious question. Do you
ApostleStore.com is a real website.
No, it isn't.
What do they sell?
You know what? You could probably get
it's
that
a
merch.
It's a Christian gift
store. What do they sell?
It's a Christian gift store.
Do they sell like
ApostleStore.com is a real thing.
What do they call them? The things that they would wear that would go over half your like a toga. Do they sell those?
I don't know.
I don't know much about this store yet.
Do they sell ropes to tie around your waist?
I thought to myself when you said Apostle Outlet Store, I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if that was a real thing? And I looked it up, and it turns out it is a real thing.
Those sandals, Dave. How do you pull them on? Are they one piece, or do you have to weave them yourself?
I don't remember this.
Wow.
Yeah.
They really had you.
It's been a while, and I was in a fog.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, if you're ever in Connecticut, you could go visit the Apostle Store.
The Apostle.
I've got to see that.
That is hilarious.
I'm loving it.
Transition.
Segway.
I was watching a different thing. I watch a lot of shows about pyramids.
Okay.
And I was watching a show about the Great Pyramid, and it's like right now we're going through an election where it's we need to be more about the people. No, we need to be more personal responsibility. No, we need to be this and this. Ancient Egypt, it was about one guy. Like, it's amazing. The pharaoh is just like, I'm a god, and I need this enormous, enormous burial chamber, and all of you are just going to build it.
Wow.
Now do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Was this on, like, TV?
As opposed to my legs?
As opposed to, like, streaming?
Oh, I don't know.
I think I watched it.
Could have been.
I think I
could have been.
Those. Yeah.
And it's so striking that there is ever a point in history where it's just one guy. Like, you're all going to do anything I say.
Right.
Because I'm a god.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to build this thing that's going to take you many generations.
And it's a god that was born like everybody else, grew old, got sick, had to eat, had to poop, died, but still people honestly believed that they were.
Well, that's still happening today, right? I mean, isn't that sort of the North Korea situation? Don't they believe him to be essentially a higher level of existence in a lot of ways?
Who really knows if they believe it, but they have to at least pretend to believe it.
They have to at least say it. Yeah, they have to say
they
think it.
At least pretend to believe it.
That's true. I wonder how much of that there was back in Egypt, though. I wonder how much of that
question,
like, about how there's like, of course we know, like, he's not a god king, but if we don't say
he's just
that,
a man. Oh boy,
if we don't say that, he's gonna throw us in the dog pit. Right. So we gotta say.
So in all your pyramid,
ask me anything.
Watching, do you think there's anything weird, paranormal about their construction?
if there's any,
because it seems like it'd be a very even if you have an entire civilization of people, it still seems like a near impossible task to build those.
Agreed.
With what they had back in those times.
Yeah, if anything would convince me or lead me to believe that there could have been ancient aliens, it's that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we could do that today.
Yeah.
It's just nuts. And here's another thing.
And a lot of the stuff there is not even like from that part of the world, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense because the stuff that's in him shouldn't
and
be
And as
there.
I understand it, they said it during the show, they built the pyramids before we had the wheel.
Yeah.
Okay, no.
Yeah, they used like a sledding system to transport them, right? They would put them on like essentially pallets on a sled and drag them.
Oh, and use sand maybe and pull it up?
Here's another thing. Remember when I said I could be on the Olympic bobsled team?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a bigger one. The wheel's not that hard. I feel like if I were there during the pyramid times.
You would have invented a wheel.
Or at any time before.
Right.
I would have been able to say,
we do maybe one of these.
Yes.
Look at this round rock.
Look at the way this rolls.
We put something on this round rock and we push it. It's a lot easier.
Obviously, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Because way smarter people than me lived for generations and never got the wheel. But I feel like I could have just looked.
Yeah.
There's so many circles in nature.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so many things that roll.
Yeah. Right.
How do you live your whole life?
And not
every
see a
day,
rock rolling down a hill and go, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Wait, hang on.
That flat rock fell, and it didn't really go anywhere. That round rock fell down the hill, and it went all the way to the bottom. There might be something here.
I would really like to see those. Go to Egypt and see that. That's on my bucket list. I just think it'd be fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Coolest thing
in the world.
Well,
too, something a lot of people don't know is, so the pyramid that we see now, they use three different kinds of stone. They use granite for the inside, like the burial chambers.
Mm-hmm.
Then they used common limestone for the big, gigantic blocks that we see. But then they had this really amazingly smooth, pure white covering. So if you'd have seen the pyramid at its peak, it would have been pure white, purely smooth, with a gold top just shining from miles away.
That's awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
Wait, what's the white that went down
on it? It was a different kind of limestone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And nobody knows really how they were built, right? They still don't. They have theories, but they don't have like a, this is how they were built.
They didn't write out records necessarily.
Or even come up with, or ever even come up with a consensus.
Yeah, they're still doing it.
Theory, because it just seems so impossible to have done back then.
Well, there's still like, if you.
What do you think on that, Sue? Are you poo-pooing on any?
Oh, no aliens built that. This is sweat equity.
Just, yeah.
No, I really think so.
Also,
how did they get the materials from different parts of the world that don't belong there?
I don't know. I don't know. I have to watch these shows. But I don't think it was some alien that beamed down and helped them and then beamed back up.
I don't know that it. I'm not saying that it was. I'm just saying.
What are you
saying?
You don't entertain the
possibility whatsoever? Not even a. No? Okay.
Not on that incident.
Also, if you are ever bored to death, there's big disagreement on when and by whom the Sphinx was built.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of scientists think that it was something different before, that it was a different structure. And then they're like, oh, let's turn it into this.
Put this guy's face on it. I think they figured out whose face is. My dad told me they recently figured out whose face is on it.
There's a huge fight about that, too.
Yeah.
You know how these Egyptologists are. Man, I say some stuff. Out of nowhere in the last segment, I said I would have invented the wheel.
You'd be talking.
But the thing is, I mean it. Like, I don't think I would have invented math.
No, yeah.
But I think I would have seen the wheel.
It seems so
Thank
obvious.
You.
I don't think I would have come up with the written word, but I could have come up with a couple.
I don't think I would have started brain surgery, but look, I'm not being unreasonable. I'm just saying I would have invented the wheel.
You know, I'll never know because that guy got to it first. So I'll never know, but.
And wouldn't you love to know who did? Because there was one guy.
There was one guy who went, whoa, look at this.
And you wonder if when he set it up with an axle, everyone just like fainted.
Because that's got to be the hard part, right? Like, So Tony rolls the rock down the hill like we were talking about, right? And goes, whoa, hey, look at this. And then, you know,
and then Sue goes
well,
that'll never work.
Yeah, then Sue goes, that'll never work. And no. Tony's like, yeah, you're right. I can't really figure out how to get anything to stay on it. The real genius is the guy who invents, is you, Dave, the guy who invents the axle.
Thanks.
That's the true genius here.
Yeah, you can have wheels everywhere.
The axle is like engineering.
Yeah, they were lousy with wheels.
Wouldn't that axle take math? I'm just going to throw that out
there. They didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
I know, I've done all this without math, so. What do you think of this? A guy started a club at work called Meat Eaters Only after his coworker started Vegans Only. And so it's become a huge fight at this office. It's now become a huge fight online and in America that the vegans say, no, you don't get to do that because we're special. Most people eat meat. We're special because we don't. That's why we have a club. There's no need to have a club for everyone who eats meat. And they're like, well, there's more reason because
there's more
of us.
Appeal.
Yeah.
Plus, what? If you have to start saying, we already have this, there's something weird about that. Anybody can have whatever club they want
yeah,
to.
Yeah. That's so silly. Like, yeah.
You can't do that.
Make the meat eater only club.
Yeah.
I tend to agree.
Yeah. If you're mad, if that's what you're getting mad about, you need to re-examine.
And not to forget, much like the gun people we talked about earlier in the hour, the people who are making the Meat Eaters Only Club are just trying to get under your skin. They're just trying to annoy the Vegan Only Club. You know what I mean? Like, they're not trying to make any larger point about freedom or whatever. They're just trying to annoy the people who want to make a Vegans Only Club. That's the only reason to do that.
Why do you need a vegan or a meat eaters club?
Thank you.
At an office.
It's a good point.
Thank you.
It's a good point.
Like if you want to
just don't eat meat.
Yeah, if you want to live that lifestyle and you want to join the different various social media outlets or even go to like vegan.
I don't know. Rachel doesn't belong to an entire nights. Facebook.
Of
club
ants.
About ants. So.
Well, she does it, but she didn't start it here in the office.
Lift
That's what
for
I'm
the
saying.
Queen.
Like,
she hasn't tried to recruit us.
Yeah, why bring that into a place of business and start it, you know, at the insurance agency? Like, what's the point of that?
By the way, I found something at the Apostle Store website. I'm trying to decide which of you I will buy this for Christmas. It's a cap that says,
oh, it's obviously
Dave. My lifeguard walks on water. Huh?
Let's get it for Dave.
No, I've already got
obviously
one.
Obviously for Dave.
It could match that mug that you have that says,
can
like,
wear it with
live by faith.
Yeah, live by faith.
That one always cracks Rachel up.
You can wear it with the shoes.
Especially one time I was especially pissy, and I was
drinking out of your mug.
Yeah, you being all pissy at everyone, especially her, and I'm taking sips out of my mug that says walk by faith.
Oh, nice.
And you're like, you know who I hate? Everyone.
I don't know. You know, Jesus had to have some warnings like that.
Oh, for sure.
He's drinking coffee out of a walk by faith mug. He's like, shut up, Peter.
You know,
God, I'm sick of you.
We've gotten in so much trouble for even talking about that. But if he truly lived the human experience, which was the point,
he had pissy.
He had to have
otherwise
bad
he wouldn't
days.
Know what it's like for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strutting exactly. around with his walk by faith mug, like these dorks will never deny me.
Yikes.
Wow. Think he ever challenged anybody to an arm wrestling contest?
Nope. I'm going with nope.
I bet he did. There wasn't a lot to do back then. I mean, the days were still 24 hours long, right? Like, you got to come up with something
you know,
that time.
That's actually an interesting thought because his ministry was only like 3 years, but it's not like he was talking all day long. You know, like if he talked an hour a day, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So then the rest
he
of the
did
time,
other stuff.
Like wiffle ball, like what, you know, you just.
Right.
It's an interesting thought.
Mm-hmm.
Wiffle ball I hadn't thought about. I mean, mainly because the wiffle ball is, what, plastic.
Well,
but they could have had a version.
He was in a league. They did league play.
They took on other people claiming to be the Messiah and their followers.
What if he was... If he got on the wiffle ball team and was like, okay, I'm going to pitch. And they're like, no, Joe pitches. I'm going to pitch.
Well, boy, I'd hate for my dad to hear about this.
Just let him pitch.
I hate for my dad to hear that.
Jesus comes to Beth. They're like, easy out, easy out.
All right, guys, I wrote the lineup. I'm going to lead off.
Of course you are.
And I'm batting fourth. And I'm playing shortstop.
Oh, what was that? Hey, Dad, did you hear that? John Smith had a problem with this.
Right.
We've had six games this season. We won four, and the other two teams died suddenly. Just imploded. Just turned inside out. It's the craziest thing.
We won another championship.
Two men on the bottom of the ninth. Guy got a hit, and they all just turned inside out.
Oh.
Oh, let's go to break.
Yeah, it's probably best. No.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.